Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. This one is totally my son's expertise. So Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to this episode of Build Your Tribe. I'm taking over this host, Brock Johnson here, and today I wanted to talk to you specifically about Instagram hashtags. But before we even get into what I'm going to teach you and the tips I'm going to share, why do Instagram hashtags even matter? I mean, according to the bit that Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake did, aren't hashtags just a joke? Aren't they just, you know, memes? Something that are just kind of funny and cute and you just slap on a photo haphazardly and hope that they grow your account or get you some exposure or something? Actually, hashtags can be one of the most effective, and in my opinion, the most effective way to organically reach a new audience. And in my opinion, the best part about hashtags is that they allow you to reach a niche audience, a very specific and targeted audience, an audience that you can totally control. You can completely dictate who is going to see your posts based off the hashtags that you apply to them. I know that the hashtag strategy that I'm about to share with you works because it's worked for me. It's worked for a bunch of the clients who I've worked with, whether their accounts are large or small, and it's continued to work over the years, even as the Instagram algorithm has changed. Way back in 2015, I was rebranding my Instagram. At the time, I had about 2,000 followers, and most of which were 18-year-old football teammates that I had or friends that I had made over the years. It was not my target demographic for my business. I had built a brand around myself, which was Drake quotes and football pictures and pictures of my girlfriend. It wasn't the kind of brand that I wanted if I was going to be an entrepreneur. It wasn't attracting the right kind of follower. And for that reason, my ideal follower wasn't following me yet. So the first thing I did, and the first thing that I recommend you do before even thinking about Instagram hashtags, is defining who your ideal follower is. The more specifics you can write down about them, the better. If you can know his or her name, how many children do they have? Do they have children? Are they a grandparent? Maybe they're 20 years old. Are they 34? Are they just out of college? Are they between jobs right now? What kind of car do they drive? What's their income level? What's their knowledge on certain topics? How much do they know about football? How much do they know about People magazine? The more you can know and totally be aware and conscious of your ideal follower, the better your Instagram and your brand altogether will become, because you'll be posting and creating content with them in mind. If you are always producing content, posting pictures, posting stories, posting videos to your Instagram with this target follower in mind, it'll be like sharks to chum in the water. It's just the more you can post with that target follower clearly identified, the more that target follower will come to your page and follow you. So before we even start talking about hashtags on Instagram, it's important to define who your ideal follower is. For me, it wasn't an 18-year-old football player who was about to head to college. My ideal follower was a 35 to 45-year-old female entrepreneur, possibly a mom. I didn't name her, but that's a pretty specific example of who my target follower is. And because I know who my target follower is, I know that she wants a totally different post and she expects totally different things out of someone she follows than does an 18-year-old college graduate. So once I had my new target follower defined, I could then begin with the process of creating my unique niched, however you want to say it, list of hashtags. And I'm going to share some of those tips with you today. The first one is about where do hashtags go when you are posting to your Instagram feed. Stories are a completely different thing, and I'll do a completely different episode of Build Your Tribe about hashtags on stories. But I will tell you that in the feed, your hashtags should go in the first comment. I'll say that again. I'll say it louder for the people in the back. Your hashtags should go in the first comment below your posted picture or video, whatever it is, onto your Instagram feed. Every single time you post, the first thing you should immediately be doing within the first 10 seconds of posting is pasting your list of hashtags into that first comment. The reason it goes in the first comment and not in the caption is because if you put it into the Instagram caption, it can become kind of visually distracting, off-putting, a little bit ugly. Let's just call it not quite aesthetically pleasing. And we all know that Instagram is all about the aesthetics. So when you're posting your hashtags on Instagram, on your feed, below your post, they go in the first comment rather than in the caption. My next tip is about how many. Should you be using 10? Should you be using 30, which is the max that Instagram will allow? How many should you be using? I recommend using 28 hashtags. The reason for this is that most of the time you are only allowed 30 hashtags per post. If you use 28, you'll fly just below Instagram's radars. The reason I say 28 also is because sometimes you're going to add a hashtag to your caption without realizing it, or you're going to reply to one of your friends with a funny hashtag in the comments later on, and you want to give yourself some leeway here. You want to give yourself some space, and you want to fly below Instagram's radars. If you're consistently using 30 hashtags, you're going to be on Instagram's radars and your post could potentially get flagged, banned, or taken down. And we don't want that, because that's definitely not a way to grow our Instagrams. So 28 hashtags, and they should go into your first comment below the post. My tip for the 28 hashtags and to make sure that you have them timely and ready to go once you post is to create lists in your notes app on your phone. Personally, I have a note on my phone that has about 10 to 15 different lists of hashtags, and we'll talk more about the different lists later, but I have them all typed out ahead of time so that right before I post, right before I press the post button, I will close Instagram, open up my notes app, copy my list of hashtags, then I'll reopen Instagram, and I'm ready to go. I can press post, and as soon as that bar is done loading and my post is officially shared with the world, I'll very quickly click on the comments button and press paste on my hashtag so that my list appears and those hashtags are quickly and immediately applied to my post. So just to reiterate, tip number one, hashtags go in the first comment, not in the caption. Number two, you need 28 hashtags, not 30, not 10, but studies have shown that if you use 10 or more, you'll be maximizing your output. So we need 28 hashtags. No more just using 3 or 4, whichever come to mind at the time. We need 28 copy and pastable hashtags. And that brings me to my third tip, which is that you need to have specific hashtags, hashtags that are appropriate for your niche, hashtags that your ideal customer, and this is the big one, hashtags that your ideal customer is searching for. Instagram allows you to also follow hashtags. So we need to think about, what kind of hashtags is our ideal follower following? What hashtags are they looking at? What hashtags are they checking? What hashtags are they using? We need to be using those specific hashtags on our posts. And we should be using different niched hashtags for our different kinds of posts. The other day, I posted a text post. A couple days after that, posted a picture with me and my family. A couple days after that, it was a beautiful picture of the ocean. Those are three totally different posts. Although my ideal customer wants each of those pictures, they value the beauty of the ocean, they value my picture with me and my family, and they value my text post, they're not all necessarily going to be searching for that same thing. So I need a different list of hashtags for each of my different kinds of posts. And we shouldn't just be Googling what kind of hashtags are good for fitness people. What kind of hashtags are good for multi-level marketers? What kind of hashtags are good if I run a beauty blog? Those might give you a good start, but if every single one of us is using those exact same hashtags, we're never going to be found. The list that Google and some of these websites like Tags for Likes and hashtags.com, I don't even know what the websites are anymore. Whatever hashtags they're giving you are going to be bland and generic. They might be somewhat in your field of profession, but they're not going to be niched down to your specific target audience. You know his or her name. You know how old he or she is. You know their profession, how many kids they might have. You know how much they make per year. You know what their interests and hobbies are. So we should be tailoring our hashtags to fit. And I also want to give a quick shout out to where all of this information is housed. I know this can be overwhelming. I know it can feel like a lot at once. So I created a course that kind of teaches you in depth everything we're going over today. It's called Help with Hashtags. And more than just everything we're going over today, I will actually walk you step by step through creating your list. So by the time you're done with each of these video lessons, you will have your hashtag lists ready to go. You'll be able to immediately start using them on your posts and start growing your Instagram account, start growing your influence, and being able to impact more people. There's a very specific strategy that I have for you to not just find the most niched down hashtags, but to actually find hashtags where your post can have a longer shelf life. So it's not just up for a couple minutes, gets a couple quick likes, and then is gone forever. I'll actually teach you how to become a top post within hashtags, which will allow you to gain likes and gain greater exposure, 10 times more exposure than if you were just a recently posted post within a hashtag category. And again, I know hashtags can feel a lot. And if you're listening right now and this is either your first time ever hearing about hashtags or maybe something I'm saying is conflicting with what some other expert says, trust me, I know it can be overwhelming, and that's why I broke it into a very simple step-by-step video course. It's available on helpwithhashtags.com. Again, that's helpwithhashtags.com, and there's a link down below this episode. Tip number four for your Instagram hashtags is, and I've talked about this a little bit already, is that you should be using different lists for your different kinds of posts. We shouldn't just create one generic list that's great for our fitness posts and also use that for our family posts and our text posts. We need to have different lists for the different kinds of posts, or else our content isn't going to gain the same traction. It's not going to get the same amount of engagement. Our hashtags need to match our posts. And then finally, my fifth and bonus tip for you is a little bit of an advanced trick. Stay with me now. Earlier, we talked about copying and pasting lists from our notes. That seemed like kind of a long process, right? You got to close Instagram, open your notes, copy the list, reopen Instagram, post it, then you got to paste the list. That kind of took some time, right? And there was a lot of steps in there. Although I will say it becomes easier with time and with practice, it becomes almost second nature. That is a few steps, and I recognize that. So my bonus tip for you, and this is for you tech savvy, if you're good on the iPhone or if you even know how to locate your settings, this is the tip for you. Your smartphone allows you to create shortcuts. For example, if you type in LOL, your phone could shortcut and fill in laugh out loud. Maybe, and my mom's talked about this before, you type in TY and then out pops a fill in auto typed out already message that says something like, thank you so much. I really appreciate the message and the kind words, yada, yada, yada. You can have these shortcuts or auto fill-ins plugged in on your phone. Each phone is a little bit different, but with a quick Google search, you can learn how to create these shortcuts on your phone. Some of you might be thinking ahead of where I'm going with this. You can create a shortcut for your list of hashtags. That way, maybe you have H1 for hashtag list number one and H2 and H3, because these are things that you wouldn't normally type in a normal conversation, but the next time you post, you can post the photo and then type H1 into the comments section and boom, your list of hashtags will automatically fill in because you've typed it out ahead of time in the keyboard shortcuts on your phone. Boom. Mind blown. Now you'll save all that time and your hashtag lists will all be stored in one place where they can be popped up and generated in an instant whenever you post. Even if your notes get lost or accidentally deleted, you have that shortcutted list already put into your keyboard. You're welcome. And again, if you still are on the fence about hashtags, here is a quick little statistic for you. By using just one hashtag, on your posts, you will increase your post engagement by 12%. Imagine what 28 niche specific targeted hashtags could do for your post. It's how I grew from 2,000 followers to now over 30,000. It's what allowed my mom to break through a plateau that she had around 500,000. And it's what's helped countless number of my clients grow their following, whether they have 100 followers, 500, 400, whether they're just starting out on Instagram or they're already crushing it. Hashtags are the best way to organically reach a targeted audience on Instagram. And until next time, happy networking and keep storytelling.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to pushjournal.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.